Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come join us on this trip. Journey with throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. Yeah. Weekends calling. Top start free bowling.
Okay.
Ooh, I've been looking forward to this episode, Sebastian.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Jesus, you sounded angry.
Cause I was like, I'm gonna clap some cheeks, bro. Like,
ooh, just gonna spank 2022 out of here.
Fuck this year.
Mess around with my levels real quick. What the people don't know behind the scenes is the skullduggery we have to go through to prepare for these podcasts, especially like most of them you see. Like, it's Logan Paul with his mates, like, in a round table. Mm-hmm. The backyard basement with Joe Santagato and his mate. Like, they're across the table from each other. Me and Sebastian, with, like, 1,000 miles
We're in different
away.
Countries, bro. Like, they're right next to each other.
So if you want to know how difficult this is, now you know.
I will say, like, as difficult as it is, even when we have the opportunity, like when you're over here or when I was over there, we decided not to record anything.
Because, you know what? I feel like I know how hectic it would be. Like, we'd start punching each other, I swear to God. Like,
you know what's funny? You remember, this is like early on, and you and I knowing each other, we were like talking about doing like a YouTube channel. We would do this. But on video, we were like, your old apartment, fucking the J building, bro. This is how old this shit was. And Damn. We tried it. And it just, it's not that it didn't work. It's just that we got so caught up in like, just fucking around. We didn't actually get that shit done.
Like, we'd think of so many ideas. Like, we had part of the channel that, like, where I was going to handle sports. You were going to handle wrestling. Mm-hmm. Both of us were going to do TV and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was going to be a little bit of, like, I said, like, oh, we need a little bit of general knowledge. Like, a few of these people, like, they just talk, like, it's like what we do. We talk about what's happened in the outside world, of which everyone's just gearing up for Christmas. And
pretty
I'm
much,
just,
yeah.
I'm just like, it's just every day with just a colorful overlay. Not, you know, not that I'm not feeling Christmassy, but I look forward to the turkey dinners in these older days of yore, in the older days of really, gone.
I mean, my family, we don't really do turkey. Turkey's definitely specifically a Thanksgiving thing. Yeah, we do tamales And then my dad's doing, he wants to make birria, which is like a stew that's very popular in Mexico, specifically in like from his hometown. And it's fucking amazing. And it usually like we do, it's beef. So we do beef. Mm-hmm. But this year, because he wants to make it special, we use goat meat.
Wow.
And it's good. It's like, it comes out really fucking tender and it's soft. And then the broth is,
I don't think I've ever had goat's meat.
It's good, man. It's definitely, it's good. Next time you're around,
there's people in my country that have unwillingly ate horse because the shop that you now know, Tesco's, which is kind of like,
yes.
Didn't we do this before? I kind of compared, or did I do this with you? I compared what store in America, like what supermarket in America was like a shop in England. It's like Morrison's is Vons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have an Aldi. You have Lidl, I think. We have Lidl over here, but we have like a baby. Like we have a brother called Aldi.
Yeah, we have Aldi over here.
Aldi, that's the one. That's the one. You've got.
I like shopping there.
Sprouts and what's the other one like? Sprouts. Pavilions is Marks and Spencer, 100%.
Yeah.
There was another one like Sprouts.
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods, that was the one, yeah. Whole Foods and Sprouts are very much, they kind of feel like Waitrose to me. Like you go there, you like, you don't realize how much you've spent until you're checking out. But it's like, because you've gone there, it's because like, oh, I'm trying to be healthy now. Like, for this one, for the next 2 weeks I do this shopping, I'm going to have chia seeds in my water. See how long that lasts, dickhead. it's weird, but like Tesco's is a huge one over here. But they got into a bit of trouble when I was a wee lad. Not a wee lad, I was a teenager. The burgers apparently were like 40% horse meat.
40%?
Yeah, like there was a huge beef shortage over here because we imported a lot. This actually like kicked off a huge like British meat for the British consumer kind of thing, and like British potatoes for the British consumer kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
like sort of low key, like you could probably trace Brexit back to Tesco's fucking up with their food. Like, this whole, why do we need to rely on, like, other countries' produce, other countries', like, meats and wheat and that kind of thing? But it's mad, like, you don't realize how much how much the world relies on other countries until, Russia decides to cut off the oil and they decide to invade a country where a lot of wheat comes from. Like, bread, beer, all got fucked up. The price of beer, like, it skyrocketed over here.
Like, you heard it here, folks. It all started with horse meat.
It all started with horse meat. fuck you, Tesco. I'm never going there again. But we probably will go there.
Yeah,
again.
You are. Yeah, you are.
It's literally where we get like our like. So, but I you were just talking about Christmas food. That's interesting. So you said you had tamales, you have a beef stew, a goat meat thing. I can't fully remember. So,
well, it's usually a beef stew, but where my dad's making it with goat meat instead. That's usually the more traditional way of doing it.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he's doing it that way. Yeah.
So we have what you'd probably have for Thanksgiving dinner. Huge turkey dinner, roast potatoes, veggies, which can consist of like sprouts, parsnips, peas, carrots, that kind of thing. I know in America you have like, most families have like bacon wrapped asparagus. You got your green beans, green bean casserole. Which to my English friends, green bean casserole is just a shit ton of green beans in a mushroom soup with like a crispy onion crust. Yes, it is delicious. I do not know why.
It's so good.
When cooked right, when the creamy, if you home make the the mushroom cream sauce, perfect. Mm-hmm. If you just use like a Marshall's cream of mushroom soup,
like a can,
you are fucked. That thing, like, for no reason at all, that thing will become watery, and it's, you slap it on your plate, and everything's fucked. Big gravy. But, like, I remember seeing...
No, that shit's good.
Usually, like, I don't know about other families, but my family, we start with, this is going to sound really, really stiff upper house. Jeeves with the like with the plate coming. Your hors d'oeuvres, sir. We have lobster on the half shell. With a little toast with some with like, you know, salmon pate and some prawns, a little bit of chili, a little bit of chili flakes, just to keep you going. Just keep going before din-dins.
Your salmon pate, sir.
Salmon pate, sir.
Just real, like, real pug. But, like, my mum was telling me, like, what else we have. Because, like, we have Christmas by ourselves and then it's family for, like, the next 3 days after that. It's crazy. But, like, there's a lamb dinner, there's a beef and gammon dinner. And I'm like, just, if you're one of those people that don't like lamb, get yourself some taste buds. Because lamb is A-class meat.
Lamb is so good.
Fucking love it. Lamb is so good.
You guys do Boxing Day too, right?
We have Boxing Day over here. Yeah, that's the day after Christmas. It has nothing to do with Punch.
Yeah, no, I figured.
Although I get liking a sport, but goddamn. And thinking that's, oh, is this why it's called? This is why it's called Boxing Day.
Boxing.
Like 8 year old me, mind blown. Oh, like my whole life changed, mate. And then, like, as I got older, I was like, piece of shit has nothing to do with boxing. All I know, like, it can't even be called Boxing Day for me. It's called Family Day.
Fair enough.
If it's not my brother and his family, it's the grandparents.
Yeah.
Absolutely mad. Where else was I going to go? Oh, like, I wanted to talk about, just before we move on today's episode, welcome to Freeboarding, everybody, where we'll just start the episode without you realizing. Woo! Podcast pros! David Harbour was on a talk show over here a couple of weeks ago, and he was impressed by how, like, it was around Thanksgiving or just after Thanksgiving, and he was impressed. It was like, so this is one thing, like, this meal, like, I'm speaking as David Harbour, is like, this meal for Americans, like, you plan months in advance. Sometimes you have it on the year, and then you start planning for next year because of how much family's involved, how much food's involved, the coma that's involved afterwards. I felt that Thanksgiving coma. It's mad. But he was said, like, I hear the British do this in some cases every Sunday. And I'm like, yep. We used to do the family roast dinner every Sunday. When my grandparents moved from up north to just a little bit closer to home, when they could drive, they don't drive anymore, but when they could, it got to me. I was about 12, 13. I wanted to play games with the boys. Modern Warfare 2 ting, Gears of War, you know, that kind of shit. I'm being told on my, like, one of 2 days off, I have to spend the whole afternoon with my family, just like, just sitting quietly, just knives and forks on plates, and like the roast dinner, like my mum, like, going mad, like, cooking, like, sometimes it was chicken, sometimes it was beef, like, you know. Oh, but yeah, like, it's not as big as a Thanksgiving dinner, but in some cases it could be. We take our roast dinners serious.
It's funny you were talking about how, like, he mentioned that, you know, sometimes it's planned so far in advance, and I've been there. I've been at the planning stages of Thanksgiving where, like, we just finished Thanksgiving dinner. It's like, okay, what's the plan for next year? It's like, this year hasn't even fucking settled yet. What the hell do you mean next year? Like, I remember there was.
I'm going to deal with Grandpa in 2 months' time. Not even 2 months. I'm going to deal with Grandpa again in a month's time. His racist ass coming back to town. Oh, boy.
Like, there was a good decade and a half, I would say, where it was like, we would finish Thanksgiving dinner, and then the family would play. It would really depend, too, because we would bounce around. Like, one Thanksgiving, spend it with my mom's side of the family. Next Thanksgiving, we'd spend with my dad's side, and it always became like very kind of a routine. Like, if we were seeing my dad's side of the family, they were more than likely going to, it was me, my cousins, we were going to go fuck off and just, you know, fuck around or do whatever. And my dad, my uncles, and my aunts would all sit around the table, coffee, sweetbread, and they would talk for hours. About what? I couldn't fucking tell you, yeah. But they would just go on and on and on. Flip side, though, on my mom's side of the family, would be Thanksgiving dinner's over, everyone's helping clean up. All my uncles and my dad, they're going into the living room. They're watching something. Usually my grandpa would stick on a movie and people would watch it. So my uncles and my dad would, you know, they'd be watching a movie, and then we would, my cousins, and we would all be sitting around with my aunts and my grandma. We'd be playing Loteria, which is like kind of like bingo, but like more intense.
Oh, and God. Scary. Bingo's already pretty intense and pretty scary.
It's like we're playing for actual money. Like my mom would go up to my dad, and my dad would give my mom money, and my dad would give me some money, and my dad would give. When my sister was old enough, she would start getting the money, and my sister would, she cleaned up, dude. She knew how to play, to the point where everyone suspected that she was a cheater. I don't know how the fuck you cheat at that game, but apparently you can.
I know your sister. She's just a genius.
But like, it's definitely don't
hate the player, hate the game. Like
pretty much, like it's eased up. But like, yeah, there was definitely that time where like the planning of Thanksgiving, especially with the size of my fucking family, dude. Where it was just, where are we going to go where we all fit?
I've been in the car. I think it was when me, you, and your siblings, I think we were going to, I can't say this normally, I have to, War Games! We went to War Games at the Staples Center, and it was near Thanksgiving. Yeah. And like, all of you had like, you took turns complaining about like where you were spending Thanksgiving this year. I'm just like, I've been there like some Sundays we had to go like elsewhere. Some Christmases, like, imagine opening all your presents on Christmas Day and being told, all right, okay, Boxing Day, right, we've got to go to Manchester to see the family. Like, no. Like, everyone got this game 2 months ago. I just got it now. I want to play. I just got this toy. I asked, you got me everything I asked for. I don't want to open it and then just let it gather 24 hours worth of dust, man. No. You silly brev. Like, I want to get busy. I want to go from toy to toy to toy without even realizing. Like, I want to be done with these fuckers before New Year's. You're fucking up my plan. My perfectly childish schedule. You're screwing it up. I need to get the most out of these fuckers before school comes back, dude. Like,
you're breaking my balls. My balls, you're breaking them.
Like, I love the family. You know, like when we actually got where we're going to, it was, you know, had great conversations, had great food. Mm-hmm. But like, there was always that sort of trepidation, knowing I was about to wake up. I was like, I've not heard anything about it this year, and I hear like, I'm hearing too much rummaging. Like, I'm in my bed sleeping. I'm just like, no. Like, it's like I was gonna wake up and I just knew, like, I knew what was coming, and I was just like,
yeah.
But now it comes to Christmas where I struggled to think of anything for anyone to give me, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, why don't we go see the family? The family's fucking busy now. Like, yeah. 2022, go fuck yourself. Like, yeah.
Well, you know, we're telling 2022 to go fuck itself. Let's look forward. Let's get into 2023 with some draft.
I thought you were
gonna
say 2024.
Motherfucker. Well, we have. Let's get through 2023 first. Then we'll look at 2024.
Do we actually want to get through 2023 though?
I mean, to get to, that's how time works. To get to 2024, we have to get through 2023.
Can I just sleep through 2023?
No.
I mean, I will, we do, as humans, spend most of the year sleeping.
No, I mean, that's...
Unless you're one of those weirdos that gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, goes straight to the gym. But, like, they're always passing out, like, 7 o'clock in the evening. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, like, nice I don't... One. No.
You're so not, great. I'm... So better than everyone else. Fuck me, right?
That
yeah.
is...
So,
that is not me.
2023 draft picks.
Draft picks.
We need to find the NFL yes, draft sir. Pick noise. Like, when the little trill comes in when the pick's been chosen.
That's not the noise.
That's not the noise, but it's close enough.
It'll do.
So let's roll through. We have TV series.
Yep.
We have overall movie.
Yes, sir.
We have a DC or Marvel movie.
Indeed we do.
Both of mine are, I have two choices here that I can't choose between right now. I will do when we get to it. Both Marvel. Fuck DC.
Okay.
We have a personal goal.
Yes, sir.
Mine isn't stupid this year, I think. And we've added a random thing.
Yes, sir.
Random ting, my dude. Where do you want to start, Sebastian? I'll let you start.
So I'm honestly, let's do the random thing. I feel like, you know, it's okay. let's just jump right in. Yeah. And I'm gonna I will kick us off. So my random thing for 2023, the thing that I've in the back of my head, it's like, did I get a fucking PS5?
That's a good. Oh no, I've had disaster.
Oh no,
I want all of this delicious beer, not just some of it. Sorry, I opened up a beer and it decided to jizz everywhere.
No,
absolutely. Like, you know, you had like. Was it playing my PS5 over here that made you be like, I need to get one of these fuckers?
It didn't help.
You had to go back home and play your PS4, your airplane.
Bro, like no lie, I'm sitting in your gamer chair and I'm swinging through the city of New York and I'm holding this PS5 control and it fits like a glove.
Like a glove.
and oh man, like I'm hopeful that, you know, this coming year is the fucking year, because all the games coming out for the PS5, man, fucking Jedi, Spider-Man 2, like that shit's gonna be PS5 exclusive.
Yeah,
I can't. It's is not Wolverine that I don't like
gonna,
the
is
PS4.
Wolverine gonna be a PS5 exclusive?
Yep.
Oh god.
Like it's getting to that point where it's like, you either get it or you fucked. Fucking release more. So I can get it. So I'm not fucked.
Apparently, it's getting easier. People I follow online, like TikToks, mm-hmm. YouTubes, Twitch streamers, they're all like, they all seem to think that like the scalpers are sort of drifting away from PS5s now, because PC parts keep updating, and like these scalpers mm-hmm. need to go to the next best thing, and the PS5. Like yeah. I think a good thing PlayStation has done. It's like they've already told us that in 2027, and even before then, like I think as early as maybe late next year, early 2025, the PS5 Pro is going to come out. So you'll see a lot of people trading in their PS5s into stores mm-hmm. to get a PS5 Pro. So like what you can do is like sort of, you know, just wait there at the doors like that. You know, they're trading that fucker in. Just follow them in. Just on top of that, I already have to sort of prepare for the next console. I feel like I just got these two fuckers, the Series X and the PS5.
I haven't even gotten it yet.
Exactly. like some people haven't even gotten them. And like they're already being told the next one is on the way.
No.
It's like at this point, like why even get this one? Might as well wait for the fucking Pro.
Right, I would. Just do what I did. Get up stupid early. Know when someone online is going to release a bunch. And just, you know, just be there. Like, you know, they're Blink-182 tickets. I didn't get them. My dad got for me. Because my dad's a man.
But yeah, so that's my random thing. What's yours, bro?
So, me and the boys. Me and the chaps, the laddies, the... fellers, the guy, you know, you've met them, you've met these legends.
I have indeed.
We're like throughout 2022, like we didn't get bored of the same old thing. We're just like, as we're getting older, we're realizing, you know, so one of the things I do on TikTok is I will literally just type in the world's not out there, and then TikTok will finish it for me. It's not in your maps and books. Like, the world's not in your maps and books. It's out there. And as someone does so, like, you know, it's like the Canadian Rockies. It's like the African mountains. It's like Mount Fiji. Mm. Like, all these great places that you can't actually see. Like, there's something different. Seeing them on a screen, seeing it in real life. Like you.
Yeah.
Seeing London in games and TV, seeing London in real life, you get a sense of, like, how small you really are, and, like, how great these TV shows kind of, like, condense such a huge city. Like, it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one thing we've said is... And, like, one of them, Ryan, I've named him on the show before, we've already planned one thing we're doing next year, and I have to plan one, and Mikey has to plan one. It's like we're each planning, like, just, like, 2-3 days away next year. And, like, my random thing is, like, just little holidays with the boys and just trying new things with the boys. Because it's not legendary if you're alone.
True that.
Gotta be there with your broskies, and me and the broskies, like, you know, we looked at each other and it's like, look, when we actually get some decent time off, we need to venture out. You know, we can start in the UK and then maybe 2024 venture out into Europe. 2025, hopefully the finances are looking a little bit more
crispy,
and, you know, we can start venturing, you know, weekends, like long weekends to, like, Africa, you know, Asia, South America, like, just places we haven't been but we've only ever seen. And it's, you know, it's got to start somewhere, and it starts in the UK, it starts in 2023. Ryan's booked a brewery tour. I have no idea where it is. I feel like if I did enough research, I could probably find it, but, like, I'm not going to. I like the surprise. I'm looking forward to the first of these little trips, which is end of April. And it's just something I need to keep up. Like, it's like, I imagine by April, I would have come to LA twice. I already realized I'm going twice next year because Together Alone got accepted into Santa Monica Film Festival.
Nice.
And I'm going to come over for that motherfucker. Because I gotta. And then, but, like, I've said to myself, like, I'm going to come over for that. And then steal my holiday in March. Like, I'll do both. Like, what the fuck not? Like, I would have filmed another project. Like, I think by that time in April, if I'm still going, I would have done MIPCOM Cannes. I would have done that as well. Like, I feel like end of April is a good sort of point to go, okay, breathe. So my random thing is just little new things with the boys.
Nice.
So I kind of wobbled, like, rambled there, but, you know, I didn't just want to think of something stupid. Not that a PS5 is stupid.
you've been dreaming
of one.
I mean, let's be real. A PS5 versus, like, all these amazing plans and trips with the boys. Yeah. PS5 seems kind of stupid.
Nah. Like, these are our things. It is not stupid. You get your PS5, bro.
God willing. It is not up to me. It's up to the video game gods.
Right. What do we want to knock out? Let's knock out personal goal. Let's do the boring stuff before we do the fun stuff. So
let's do the boring stuff.
Yeah, that's boring. No one gives a shit about this. I've just make some movement in at least one project. There's no, I'm not, no BAFTAs, no huge awards, no magazine articles or anything like that. Just a little bit movement. Of something in one thing I'm already working on. So whether that be Caretakers, whether that be Steelhouse, sex, drugs, rock and roll, fucking video games. I still need to speak to you and my mentor about that. What else am I working on that I may have forgotten? Yeah, just those things. one, there's a little bit of movement in one of those projects would be good for me.
Nice.
Progression by any means necessary.
Yeah, I think we're pretty similar in terms of like the personal. Because for me, I realized this year, especially I think I've mentioned before, like I've been watching way more TV than I have movies, and I don't really know why. Like the urge to go to the movie theaters just isn't there as much as it used to be. And it's not that there isn't shit out there that I want to see. I just haven't had like that push to go to the movies.
Yeah.
And in turn, because of that, I feel like I haven't had really the motivation to work on any of the feature scripts that I've both started and like kind of left halfway, or I've been just lagging on for so long. So for me, like, I want to get those done. Like a couple of them mean a lot to me, but you wouldn't know it because I haven't fucking done anything with the idea.
Yeah.
So I think because I have these two pilots that I've written that I'm building shit for, and I have this other TV idea that I have that I might work on, but I definitely want to get at least one or two feature scripts done. Like I have one that I sent you that I know I might rework at some point because it's a completed draft, so I have something I can work off of. But yeah, so definitely just getting back into writing, because I don't feel like I'm writing as much as like in doing this production company stuff with, you know, my partner and everything.
Yeah.
We're making moves, yeah, and like we're going to Boston in February to film a documentary and stuff, but like,
congrats, dude.
Thank you. And as cool as that is, that's not ultimately what I want to do. Like it's a great opportunity, and I don't know where that could lead, so we'll see. But like I got into this because I want to write movies, so I need to write.
You need to write. Yeah, man.
Yep. Since you know, speaking of movies, you want to do your DC or Marvel?
Let's do DC and Marvel.
Okay, let's do it.
Who's going first?
You can go first. Okay. Because we're in the same boat. Neither of us chose DC.
No. I definitely in terms of DC, beyond Joker 2, don't even know what's coming out, man.
I know
Blue Beetle is that next year.
Yeah, Blue Beetle and Shazam are coming out next year.
Shazam. Yeah, Shazam. Yeah,
Flash?
It could be Flash. I'm not even moderately looking forward to. I'll go see it, but there's no hype there.
All right, so. It's...
Okay. Go time. I mean, both of these movies I have, their trailers literally, like, one of them came out today. The other one came out 2 weeks ago, and I just, like, they're at the same level as hype for me. Okay. I almost put this one as my overall movie, and I think because I did that, I've got to say this one, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I almost put this as my overall movie, because if you know me, if you've spoken to me in any kind of conversation about movies, I will find a way to bring up that my favorite movie of 2018, hands down, no doubt, no cap, it should have won Best Picture that year, it was Into the Spider-Verse. Look at how many animated shows, like animated movies, changed their animated style because of that movie.
Yeah.
What that movie did for the name Miles Morales to the wider Marvel audience. Like, huge. Such a good fucking movie. And this next one, like, as of recording today, the trailer came out. Why they released it on Instagram, I don't know, because you can't make Instagram full screen. Like, that was a bit of a dodgy move, but I guess because Instagram and TikTok are, like, the biggest social media platforms right now. It gets out there. Like, I imagine it's on YouTube now. I can HD it with the speakers and shit. But, yeah.
Oh yeah, I definitely checked it out on YouTube, and I was able to watch it in the big TV in my living room.
Like I heard Oscar Isaac, he's Spider-Man 2099.
Mm-hmm. Bro, like there's that bit in the trailer where they're like you see all these different spider people, yeah. And if you really really pay attention to it, you can see the PS5 spider suit in there somewhere.
Yeah, no, they actually did a post. Yep. It's confirmed. Mm. Like the Spider-Man PS5 game is in the movie. I was...
Yeah.
Shit.
Fucking no, A.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great. Did I steal this from you?
You know what's funny? I had what I'm assuming both the movies that you had in mind. I had them listed as my choice. So I was like, this motherfucker's gonna go for one of these. I know it. And the one that he picks is fine because I'm gonna love it. So I'll go the other route. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah,
100%. That was the honest route right here. I fucking knew it. That, God, the trailer for that movie. Oh, man. It is, especially with showing Rocket as a young raccoon. In the pullback, and he's an adult. It's the end of an era. James Gunn's final Guardians movie. The team's
ready.
Which the team members are gonna leave? I don't know where the story's gonna go. Adam, what the hell is the actor's
Adam
name?
Adam Warlock.
The guy who's playing Adam Warlock. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know the actor's name?
Will Poulter.
Will Poulter.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Wait, you guys got paid? If you haven't seen We Are the Millers, go see that fucking movie. It is brilliant.
He looks so good, and the soundtrack, always a banger. So, and I'm excited, and I think it's going to be hilarious. I think it's going to be really heartfelt. I definitely expect to walk out of that movie with tears, because James Gunn somehow, he knows, man.
So many tissue boxes.
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely. That man he understands. He understands. He understands the assignment.
He did. He really fucking did. Like, the bit that gets me is Rocket. I don't know if they should have included this in the trailer, but he calls Star-Lord Peter.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Quill, it's not Flarkface or anything like that. It's not like,
it's Peter,
come again for Big Fudge. But it's funny, like the meme I saw online, it's like everyone's like, the trailer just starts, everyone's laughing their asses off at Drax launching the ball at that little like bunny girl or something, and then like the rest of the trailer is like, no.
it is insane. It's crazy to me that Drax has become like the main source of comedy, and he just fits so well. Like that whole tag in the end of the trailer is like, we're gonna kill a lot of people. We're not gonna kill anybody. Couple people. No. Okay, one guy. One really sad guy that nobody cares about. He's just making it sad.
But it's like, the moment I knew Guardians 3 was gonna hurt me was, if you've seen the holiday special, there's a moment where Star-Lord's alone eating.
Yeah.
And he just looks done, bro.
Yep.
Like if for once Chris Pratt isn't saying anything, and I'm like, that's the finest piece of acting you've ever done. Just literally just eating, not saying anything, letting the emotion just flow through you in your actions, in your body language. Like, yeah. I feel like this is going to be a massive step for him as an actor. And then later on in the year, we're going to get Super Mario Bros. And it's going to be a massive step down. Give me your overall movie,
Let's
Dickens.
Go.
You shut your whole mouth.
Well, should we end with overall movie?
All right, let's end with overall movie. TV? So, yeah, let's go okay, TV let's series.
TV. Okay, so...
I've got some good, like, I'm going to say both of mine when we get to this.
I got a couple contenders, too.
Yeah, okay, if I'm going to do two, I'll allow you to do two. And because I'm a G, and because it's Christmas, You can go first.
Okay. So one of these shows, brand new, it's making, it's going to start up next year. It's going to be on Apple. And it is a Bill Lawrence show. It's called Shrinking.
Shrinking?
Yes, sir.
I've never heard of this. Tell me more. Who's in it?
So, Jason Segel.
Is this the one with Harrison Ford?
Yes, sir.
Damn! How did they get that motherfucker into TV?
I don't know. I don't know. Krista Miller's in it. Obviously, you know, Bill Lawrence's wife. I have zero info, but I also have a computer in front of me, so I can I can look shit up.
We have the power.
So it's essentially about Siegel's character. Siegel's character is the main character of the show, and it's about he's struggling with the loss of his wife, and he's trying to be like an effective dad, friend, and a therapist. So kind of dealing with that, which I think is interesting. You know, the idea of a therapist dealing with their own shit and then still having to help people deal with their shit. And it's Jason Segel. Like, I can see this guy as like, and it's a Bill Lawrence, it's a comedy, so I imagine there's going to be a lot of funny moments, serious moments, and like, you know, some very poignant, heartfelt moments. Yeah. So I'm excited for
it. Just take every sad episode of Scrubs and put it into a series.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and
honestly, that would hurt. I know.
I feel like Bill Lawrence right now, he can do no wrong. Like, a lot of the stuff, everything that he's pretty much had his hands in has been successful as fuck. Mm-hmm. And Spin City before Scrubs, and then you had Scrubs, Cougar Town, Ted Lasso. Now he's got this. So I imagine, I mean, he got Harrison Ford to do TV with him. That's fucking insane.
This must be some phenomenal writing.
So the next one, I'm hoping you didn't pick it, but I feel like you might have.
Did you just mention it?
So the show that I'm going with is The Last of Us.
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't. Because
okay,
I still haven't played this game. So
okay,
I'm coming into this show like knowing more than the average viewer, but like,
yeah,
I don't have any foothold in this game. I've only ever seen playthroughs. I've only ever been a viewer. Like, I've not held that controller and been there watching Ellie die.
I've done it.
You may have just spoiled the first episode for some people.
I mean, like, man, if you play the game, you know how that first episode's going to go, and it's going to fucking hurt.
It's going to
hurt. I've never played a video game.
Everybody hurts.
Like, I've never played a game that has made me cry in the first 15 minutes of fucking playing it. Like, legit tears. And, you know, the fact that they recreate the line in the show and fucking Pedro Pascal, the man can do no wrong. Oh. Like, I'm so excited for the show, and I'm
looking forward to
wait.
Nick Offerman as Bill.
Same. The cast looks fucking, it looks insane, and I'm here for it, man. Like, I feel like it's gonna be a good time. The flip side of that, though, I'm nervous because it's an HBO show. It's like, I don't know if you heard the last couple of days, like, them axing shit that has already been given, had already been given, like, the renewal green light. Like, the show that I mentioned, Minx, one of our last episodes, that was guaranteed season two, just got canceled.
Ooh.
Westworld getting pulled completely from HBO Max.
We spoke about this. I'm still hurting. I'm not ready to.
So like,
I've still not processed that one.
So I'm nervous. I'm definitely nervous. Like, anything regarding HBO and HBO Max, like, I don't know if it's a smart idea to get.
I mean,
that
they're even renaming it now.
Isn't
it just becoming Max?
Something like that, yeah. Which is stupid.
Like, don't fuck with your dinner when you've already got a plate in front of yourself.
But, you know, I'm still excited for the show. I think it's gonna. Yeah. It looks phenomenal, and so, you know, that's me. What's your TV, bro?
So, you already mentioned it, so I'm just gonna get out of the way. Ted Lasso season 3.
Nice.
I was not expecting, like, this show didn't just make me fall in love with Jason Sudeikis, it and, like, you know, sort of comedy writing, TV, set in England. It made me fall in love with Apple TV. This was the show for me that let me know Apple TV was a legit contender in content.
Yep.
And had I not watched this show, I probably wouldn't have watched Severance. I probably wouldn't have watched Blackbird. And there were two excellent shows from this year. But we've waited a long time for season three. So I think, you know, we're in for a hell of a treat. Last season, season two, they got Thierry Henry. I think they were filming during, like, the Premier League last year, which is why, like, they waited for some cameos. I actually think, like, you can tell they faked some football moments in, like, the first two seasons. I think this season that, like, Apple TV gave them the money because they've seen the response. I think this season is going to be Guardians 3, because, like, we're saying goodbye to Ted Lasso at the end of this. I don't think we're saying goodbye to, like, every character, but Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso. Like, from what we know right now, it's over after season 3.
Yeah.
So, like, either it'll end with him going home, it'll end with him winning the Premier League, and it's like a ride off into the sunset kind of thing, or it's going to be heartbreak. Mm-hmm. And knowing Bill Lawrence,
it's going to be all of it.
It's going to be going home with heartbreak.
Yep.
But all I need this fucking team to do is to beat Nathan's West Ham team. We'll know who's the main character for the season when it starts with that character's eyes.
Yep.
The season one starts with Hannah Waddingham, and the second season starts with Nathan. So the third season, I think it'll be about Coach Beard. He was more effective. Yep. He was more affected by Nathan's change in season two than Ted was. So I think we're going to be focusing on him quite a lot, because we don't really know much about that character. He's quite mysterious, especially with episode that, like, is a bit topsy turvy for some people. They don't really understand the episode that's just about him. Or that episode is like, whoa, like, that was really good. It's a bit both. But the other show I'm looking forward to, Picard season 3. Both of my shows are season threes. This is the end of Picard as well, and I didn't know until most recently. So
yeah,
we're about to see the last time of Patrick Stewart being Jean-Luc Picard, and they're getting back Geordi LaForge, who's Troy Barnes never wants to see this guy. He likes the photo. LeVar Burton. Yep. We're seeing Geordi LaForge. We're getting Commander Worf back. We're getting so many characters coming back. I'm just like, I'm not ready to say goodbye to Patrick Stewart. That man is different gravy. Mm-hmm. And Picard was different gravy. Season one of Picard was phenomenal. Season two kind of dropped off halfway. They kind of, like,
yeah.
They had to make LA today look like a dystopian LA, like, in a few years' time. And I was just like, why not just go back to LA today and not make it dystopian and just tell us that LA is on the downfall? Rather, like, because someone who's been to LA so many times knows that, like, all you've done is just film in certain places that are already shit, and you're trying to convince me that this is, like, downtown LA. It's like, no, it's not. No, but okay. I think they didn't really have much money, but, like, the fan base was still there. The fan base still pulled through, and I think we're gonna get a good ending. We're gonna tie off, like, some loose ends of Next Generation, Deep Space Nine. We're gonna get some good knots tied. It was between this and Lower Decks.
Nice.
Yeah, I went with Picard there.
Yeah, I was kind of struggling with it too, because I knew The Last of Us was definitely gonna be on the list, but it was it was kind of a toss up between, for me, shrinking between Succession and Mandalorian.
Ooh.
So I'm definitely looking forward to those two, but like
Succession. I hope it's the last season of Succession.
Like, yeah, because that's one of those shows that you can't really go very long without.
It would feel like it would begin to drag its feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you got to end. Just you got to Old Yeller it, man. Yeah. So hopefully.
You gotta Old Yeller it, man. But then again, if there's someone who I trust to keep the story going, it's Adam McKay.
I love Adam McKay.
I love me some Adam McKay, bruh.
All right, bro. It is time for the main event. The final draft pick of 2023.
Overall movie. I've got to choose between my two options here. I'm not having two.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be one.
Nah, got to be one.
It's got to be one. Oh. I'm not shitting or doing what else that noise can be tied to. I may do that noise when I see this movie. Oh. Both these movies are coming out in IMAX. Both these movies are filmed top to bottom IMAX. So there's not going to be like aspect ratio changes, which really gets on my nerves these days. Oh, man. Oppenheimer. Gotta do it. This motherfucker. Like, have you read the news recently? Christopher Nolan went to Los Alamos, in the New Mexican desert, and recreated like the Trinity explosion, which is the first ever nuclear explosion. He did this without CGI, my dude. Did this motherfucker literally low-key let off a real nuke for a fucking movie, my guy? Like there's so many memes of like the end of the world because Christopher Nolan had to recreate a nuke or some shit, like,
because it needs to be practical.
Like, at what point has this motherfucker gone maybe too far? Recreating a nuke is probably up there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm going to try and remember Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., yeah. Anya Taylor-Joy, Florence Pugh. And I'm not even scratching the surface.
Nope.
Like, there's so many more names involved in this shit. I need to, hang on. If you have the power, I have the power too. I can do it too, with can do. Who have we got here? David fucking Krumholtz, of all fucking people. Fucking Santa Claus, my G. Emily Blunt, Gary Oldman, James Remar, Matt Damon, Kenneth Branagh, Rami Malek, Jack Quaid, Josh Harnett. Not the Skarsgård that you know, but his brother, Gustav. Like, you know, that one everyone loves. Alden Ehrenreich, yep. Casey Affleck. Ooh, bit of a controversial pick there. Olivia Filbury, Dane DeHaan, Tony Goldwyn, Matthew Modine, Scott Grimes, David Desmalchin, James Darcy, Jason Clarke. I know some people don't know these people, but I know every single name I've rolled off here so far. Ben Safdie, Josh Peck, Josh Zuckerman.
Josh Peck?
Josh Peck, my guy. Dylan Arnold, my dude.
Jesus.
I'm going a little bit too far. But the names, they haven't stopped. Just IMDb this movie, my dudes. IMDb this movie. I said Anya Taylor-Joy, she's not in this movie, so I got that wrong. I thought she was.
Okay.
But holy guacamole, Batman.
Holy
God damn. Yeah, no, that movie is not. Is the Marvel Secret Wars of the Christopher Nolan movie universe. That is too much dick. I don't care who you are. Kevin Feige's going to struggle to get that many names in Kang and Secret Wars. Although I hear Secret Wars, he wants like every, like at least a few actors from every Marvel live action of like ever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of 2000s X-Men. That's a bit of Fantastic Four. There's a bit of Spider-Man.
Bit of all.
The 2000s. What the? Kevin, calm down. But yeah, dude. Let's round us off, man. Give us a good one.
See, here's the thing.
Did you pick Oppenheimer when I made too? This...
No.
No, okay.
So when I made my pick last year, it didn't really pan out.
No, it did not.
And like,
do not. What? Pick Flash.
What?
Again. Are you picking Flash again? Okay.
No, I would. No. So, the movie I'm picking is the Transformers: Rise of the Beasts.
Okay.
So here's why I'm picking it.
Why?
This movie is set in the same continuity as Bumblebee, and I love Bumblebee.
Bumblebee was great. I love Bumblebee.
It reignited my love of
Transformers. Set in the 90s, right?
Yeah, this is in the 90s. Speaking of the 90s, when I was growing up, I didn't want... The Transformers that I watched weren't cars.
Mm-hmm.
They were beasts. So my Optimus Prime was always a gorilla. So okay. When I, watching the original Transformers, like, okay, I could never really connect with it. The second I saw this giant-ass fucking gorilla on the screen in the trailer, I was like... That's my Transformers.
You saw Transformers. And you saw Cheetah and died a little bit.
I saw the Cheetah and I was like, that motherfucker was the biggest wisecracker in the whole show. If he's not cracking wise, what the fuck is the point of it? I'm excited for it. And then you got Anthony Ramos in it. You know, he's in the Heights. He did some stuff. He's got other things, but like this was in his next big thing. So it is definitely, I know for a fact, it is a dark horse pick. But I feel like that's kind of going to become my thing. I'm pulling for the dark horse. I'm pulling for the fucking... I'm pulling for the little guy, man. $1 million movie, but I'm pulling for the little guy, man. I want it to be good. Like, I'm hoping it comes out good. So, we'll see. But that's my pick. Transformers: Rise of the Beast.
No. I love that. I love that pick for you.
Cut to next year.
The movie is gonna be dog shit.
I'm sorry.
I've already seen it. Don't get me misconstrued. I've not already seen it, but I've already seen it.
I'm just like, I love that pink for you. For you.
Pink for you. My God. Yeah, the little guy. Like, what? Yeah. Woo. Dune 2, maybe?
Was my
That's coming
pick.
Out next
Dune,
year, too.
Dune 2 was my other pick.
Well, my other pick, I was like, I couldn't really say because it wasn't. We already did the Marvel thing, but I'm kind of excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp, but Kang, like a proper Kang. Jonathan Majors is a beast.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I didn't really pick that movie because I'm, you know, Marvel's track record recently.
Yeah,
I need to see how they handle this shit.
Well, it comes out in February.
This will set the tone for Phase 5.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's mine and Sebastian's draft picks for 2023. You guys have your own. Me and Sebastian don't give a shit. So yeah,
we'd love to know them.
No. Don't tell us. Don't comment. Don't keep them to yourself. I don't give a shit.
I mean, mine
were right. Yours were wrong. There we go.
They've been doing that.
Oh really?
they've been keeping it to themselves.
Yeah.
Don't tell us shit.
It's because no one follows the Instagram. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We love you. Don't forget to like.
Yep.
Everywhere you can. There you go. Boom.
Yep. Share. Subscribe. I was going to say comment, but never mind. You guys don't do that anyway, so
yeah.
Do everything else.
Subscribble. If you see us post, give it a thumbs up. Actually, don't give me the thumbs up emoji. I hate that emoji. Repost it. Show some friends.
I love how the thumbs up emoji just become like the texting flip off.
That emoji literally gives me anxiety. I'm like, what did I do? Just tell me.
Yep.
Like, you're literally telling me to fuck off. So what did I do?
And literally anywhere else but the texting verse. That's a good thing. Thumbs up is a good thing. Texting. It couldn't be worse.
It's like it's worse than K.
Yep.
You remember when you used to get K'd back in the day, and you're just like, "Ooh, that's the end of this conversation."
K, everybody.
Speaking of ending the conversations.
Come join us on this trip.
Come on, man. Come join us on a trip. I'm sorry. Now we're throwing out the script. I hope we don't charge a penny. I hear the weakness calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.